This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the Reformation line, the binary trigger, Providence, Saluce, and my guest. Yeah. I'm very pleased, and I think I've already announced this once, and if I haven't, let me announce it now. Staying on with us through 2020 as this segment sponsor is Franklin Armory, and joining us from Franklin Armory is Jay Jacobson, the CEO. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill.
Well, I know for you it's an afternoon. That sounds yeah. Weird. Does it mess with your head when you're out there? You're like, evening.
Well, after the fact that the time has changed, evening comes quick around here now. We got some big tall mountains right next to the valley here.
So you don't live in a part of now. There's only one part where daylight savings time doesn't change. I guess you don't. So that's good. That's good to know. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Let's us talk about these two guns you sent me to try out and film and review. And let's start with the militia rifle. Now, I know within the military they have talked about finding a bigger caliber since they've been over there overseas in Afghanistan and everything, because the 5.56 has a little bit of trouble punching through some of these mud walls. It doesn't have the range that the weapons they're facing have. And for that reason, they've been trying to figure out, I guess, what the next caliber is going to be. However, the militia rifle that you sent me, 7.62 by 51, that pretty much addresses that issue. Is the military ever going to look at that one again? Will that be a caliber they ever consider?
Going back to the 308,
yes, sir.
You know, obviously they are using that currently. It sounds to me like they're moving towards a 6.5 or a 6.8 solution down the road.
What's the difference?
Just from the reading I've been doing.
Right. And as far as now, we went to 5.56, I'm told, because I wasn't around when they made that switch. We went to 5.56 for a lot of reasons, mainly weight was one of the things that they considered. Will the new ammunition they're going to consider, will that be lighter than the 308 as well? Or?
Well, it sounds that way. They're working on that scoped telescope ammunition to reduce weight and polymer designs that they're working with. At least that's what I've been reading in the press as far as where they're going to be going and different. I think SIG has an option, and was it General Dynamics? I can't remember all the names. I didn't brush up on that before.
I mean, the reason I'm asking is because I think the militia rifle that you sent me would be a pretty good consideration to take if you're looking, because that's where they make the delineation between whatever they call the M4, M16 type rifle and the battle rifle. That would be designated a battle rifle, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would definitely pack a wallop compared to the 5.56 for sure.
Oh, yeah, it does. Surprisingly, though, I expected it to push me around a little bit more. It does shoot pretty soft.
Well, we try to gas them so that they run reliably, but also run as smooth as possible, given the whole inertia of everything going in there.
I got into a bit of a semantic argument over that, because I call it what it's labeled at Franklin Armory, And that has a pinned Triumvir, right, as far as the muzzle device?
Yeah, the Triumvir, it's got a pin and welded muzzle device on it because the barrel is 14 and a half inches, and so the muzzle device makes up the other inch and a half to keep everything copacetic with GCA and the NFA.
So since you know more about this than I do, and maybe this Yahoo that was having this little discussion with me is listening right now, his contention was if it's not listed in the NFA, it's not truly a short-barreled rifle. What's the designation for an SBR? Where do we draw the line and say it's an SBR, I guess, would be the question.
Oh, it would have to be under 16 inches. Without, but, of course, they count two different methods, at least, for adding length to a barrel. One is if the muzzle device is pin and welded, which is the choice that we have gone with, or if it's silver soldered with a certain high temp silver solder of a certain degrees. I don't remember what, but those are the two solutions that are commonly allowed by ATF.
This gun, the size of the gun and everything is just, it gives me pause because I've had 308s in the AR platform before, and they've always been big, really big, and I'm not aware of anybody making one like this. I mean, am I missing something, or is it just because I'm just so taken with this gun, or what's out there compared to this?
Well, there's lots of great 308s out there, but you know, this one has a great balance to it with that 14.5-inch barrel. 308s are by necessity going to be a slightly heavier gun than a 5.56. You got a different bolt and carrier. You've got a different barrel extension. Those things add weight. The magazine, well, the magazine, the round itself, all those things are going to add weight. So when you're adding that to the configuration, you want to make sure everything's balanced out and carries well. And I think that's perhaps what maybe you encountered with that it's a very well balanced design. And of course, it's the only one that ships with a binary firing system in it right from the factory. So the whole warranty is all included from stem to stern on that, and don't have to worry about somebody saying, well, you added that part, so now your warranty is not covered. Obviously, with us, we make it that way. It's covered, and it's good to go right out of the box.
Well, here's the thing about this now, and I heard a lot about this from some other makers. It's always my understanding is with the 308s and the AR platform that a big problem has always been the bolt or the bolt carrier group or something. And I can't ever remember what it is, but I sort of expected to maybe it was my question that I was going to ask myself, was this, had you solved this issue, which I know one company solved the issue, and they made a big, big thing about, oh, we've solved this thing. Yeah, we're going to be making these again. This thing ate everything I fed into it. It did not give me a hiccup whether I was using the binary trigger or semi-automatic or fast semi-automatic. It just cycled with everything. And I didn't, I didn't buy the most expensive stuff out there, but I didn't buy the cheapest either. Is this just a problem you've never had?
Yeah, I'm scratching my head wondering what problem are you talking about. I shoot the very same model as you received. Serial number one is in that configuration from the Militia model series. And I've never had a problem. I've taken deer at 400 yards with it on the run, which was a challenge. But it went through and it made the day. So I've never had any problem with that. But I think part of that might be the time and effort we extend in the beginning trying to gas the system correctly so that, that those problems aren't encountered in the wild.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're going to be right back. Jay Jacobson is the CEO at Franklin Armory, the home of the binary trigger, which is a revolutionary system in and of itself. Well worth just going to check out that. But when you start looking at the drop-down menus and you see all the different things they offer, well, then you're probably going to want to stay a while and maybe start adding to that cart. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am speaking to the CEO from Franklin Armories, Jay Jacobson. I just want you to know one thing, Jay. The fact that you've heard your spot now run three times with only one segment out of the way, that's just the way this goes in this hour, okay? I'm not doing this special for you.
Oh, okay. Appreciate that.
Let's us talk about the Soluce, because the Soluce, I want to talk about the configuration, and I'm sure all of your other 5.56s go that way as far as with the binary trigger on them and everything, but there was just something about the length and where I was connecting with that buttstock and that
brace.
Vertical grip and everything, the brace, yes, sir, you're right about that, and the vertical foregrip that was on it. I mean, it was just an absolute pleasure to shoot really, really fast. And I didn't weigh that much. I was very impressed with the Soluce. First of all, what's the origin of the name?
So the Soluce is basically when we created the billet receiver sets, we had a rifle series and a pistol series. And so our motto has been liberty and security. And so Libertas et Soluce. And meaning liberty and security. Basically, stemming from a Benjamin Franklin quote of those that would trade liberty for security deserve neither.
Okay. Right. Perfect. I mean, based upon your other Providence Reformation, it was almost the other guns were they almost sound biblical, you know. But this one, I was just trying to figure out what that meant. Explain to me how this configuration came about, because it is a special configuration. It has the pistol brace on it, but it has the vertical foregrip, completely legal. How many states can that be sold in? Is it easier to just say which ones won't let it? Is that New Jersey and California?
So we went through with the ATF and got the X026 configuration approved. And that was our first letter writing campaign with ATF that when at that point we knew that I think that was 2011, early 2011, maybe even 2010. And we got the response by the end of 2011. As you know, they take forever, but I guess they continually underfund that department. But in any case, we knew we were on the right track because we had a victory with that, and basically they said, as long as it's over 26 inches, having that secondary vertical grip is fine. So it's not an AOW because it's over 26 inches, not counting the muzzle device or, in this case, the brace. So then you can have that vertical grip on there. The only caveat is you couldn't conceal it, because if you concealed it, again, then that would become something that would require AOW registration. So that was our first victory in dealing with the ATF, and as many of our followers would know, we've had a few responses from them that have been kind of interesting over the years.
When you say conceal it, what is it you're talking about concealing?
Put it under a trench coat. In fact, I followed up with a letter with them.
Truly concealing,
say,
okay.
If I put it in a gun case, guys, and I'm driving down the freeway, is that concealed? And they say, oh, no, we don't mean that. We meant on your person, like under a trench coat. So that's what they were referring to. And that would apply to the Shockwave and any other firearm that's in that configuration. And in fact, it's kind of an honor that we got this approved. And, of course, there were other ones before that, though. The 1927 A5 from Thompson was an example, but nobody had applied that to the AR world. And then when we did that, then all of a sudden the shotgun world went, maybe we could do something. And Eric at Black Aces did a lot to move that ball down the field.
I honestly, when you said concealed, I was the answer to that. That was just funny. Excuse me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where they drew the line on that.
Yeah. As far as that configuration is concerned, why is it? It seems light, but when I'm firing it, it seems to have such really nice manners. As far as one of my issues with the 5.56 ARs, if you're shooting them really fast, or the M4 for that matter, if you're shooting it fully automatic, is it the front end and the back end just want to play seesaw or teeter totter, pop pop pop, they're bouncing. This one, is it the muzzle device again? Is that what's doing that, or is this the gas system in the muzzle device, or is this just how thought out you guys put?
Think that the gas system and muzzle device, that Triumvir does an excellent job of compensating and keeping everything right on target. Some companies, they create a product that actually goes too far. This does a great job of trying to keep it balanced, where it's pushing just enough to keep it right on target. Plus, if you're firing at night with that Triumvir, it generally blows out most of the any flash that you might have. It has very tiny little flash, but what remains is in a very centralized core in line with the bore axis where you can't even see it from the sights.
Right.
Even with a 7.5-inch barreled version, like, say, on our Reformation RS7, when you shoot that baby at night, you still don't see all that much, even though there is a bit of unburned powder because it's only on the Reformation RS7, it's only a 7.5-inch barrel. It's all very narrowly constrained. So that Triumvir does a lot of different things at once. There was a lot of creative thinking that went into that. But between that and the gas system, it's all very very smooth. The other thing, though, is compared to a machine gun, machine guns have kind of a ratchet effect. Unless you stay on top of them, they have a tendency to want to travel up with each successive shot. With a binary firing system, it is definitely more in line. It doesn't have that automatic effect because it's not automatic. It's based off of your finger either pulling or releasing.
Right.
So it's actually a lot more controllable. And there's actually been some law enforcement agencies that have been very interested in the product and have been taking a good look at it. Of course, you know, agencies are very conservative. They don't want to be the first one to do anything. So we get interest, and they chew on it for a while, and then it kind of goes from there.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, we're going to try to find out what it is like when these guys sit down and say, let's build a new Franklin Armory weapon, because that is an adventure all by itself. My guest is Jay Jacobson. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More transcripts of depositions are being released in the House impeachment investigation into President Trump. As these documents continue to be released, Republican Senator from North Carolina Tom Tillis, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, believes
this is just a series of additional shiny objects to try and justify what I think is an insufficient basis for moving forward with impeachment.
Tillis speaking there on Fox News. FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee on domestic threats. Wray says preventing terrorist attacks remains the FBI's top priority.
Even as we recognize our country's important achievements with the death of al-Baghdadi and our fight against ISIS in the Middle East, we know that we have to stay vigilant against that threat, both overseas and here at home.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You're listening to the CEO right now as we sit here and talk about him, franklinarmory.com, talking to Jay Jacobson. One thing that I would find fascinating would be to be a fly on the wall when you and your development team are sitting down and deciding what's going to be the next thing you came up with. Like, it must have been a very, very intellectually stimulating moment when you guys came up with Providence, for example.
Yeah, each different product has a different way of coming about. As far as Providence was concerned, we several of us went to a class put on by Dan O'Kelly with International Firearms Specialist Academy. It's a mouthful there. In any case, he teaches a great class on firearms classification and identification. He used to work for ATF, and he's also a fantastic expert witness. If anyone's in a jam, I'd recommend giving him a call. He's been able to look at some of these things and really get down to the nitty-gritty. Well, in the class, he was discussing semi-auto and the definition of semi-automatic. And it dawned on me that, well, revolvers are not semi-automatic. They obviously do not use any energy from the explosion of the cartridge and firing of the cartridge to cycle the action. So it got me thinking, what would it take to cycle a carrier with the lever of the trigger, which is essentially like a lever action, but the trigger's the lever. And a big part of that was how much energy does it take to strip a round off of a magazine? And so what we did was we brought some weights out and pushed on a magazine until the round stripped off, and it was about a pound of energy to be able to move that forward. Now, I'm not an engineer, so if I misspeak in some way, I'm just trying to convey what we discovered.
Sure.
I've got engineers that work here, but sometimes they get in the way. They want 6 months to do a study on something. I'm like, no, we're gonna get this figured out now, and then we'll do the safety checks and all that stuff after the fact. But in any case, of course, before anything goes out to market, it definitely goes through all that. But I'm the redneck engineer, so to speak. And so ultimately, when we came up with the idea, I shared it with our engineer, Brian, and partner, Ryan Fellows. And what I didn't realize at the time is that by necessity, the design would effectively start with an empty chamber. And when you pull the trigger, the carrier would come back. When it gets to a certain point, the trigger and carrier would separate ways, and the carrier would go forward under spring tension, pick up the round, chamber it, lock it, and as the carrier would collapse on the bolt, a fixed firing pin would detonate the round. And then nothing would happen after that. The round goes downrange, the case stays in the chamber, and nothing would happen until one pulls the trigger again. And then at that point, the case would extract and eject. And so that was kind of fascinating because along the way, we ended up creating a whole new action type that previously didn't exist. We call it digital action, and there's nothing electronic about it. It's just about moving it with your digit. And I know the difference between digit and digital, but it's something that we, in marketing, it made sense. So the whole plan is when we do a design thing, what we'll do is we'll come up with an idea, that little spark moment that is always God-given, by the way. And we take that and we run it past sales, marketing, legal, engineering, operations to see if it's something that we could bring in at a viable price point. And if everybody's on it, then we move forward. And of course, we usually got to get a blessing by ATF somewhere along the way. And it's a fun process. It really is.
No, okay. So like with Providence, which is not an action that I'm aware of any other gun having out there. When you called ATF and showed it to them, were they like sitting there scratching their heads going, I don't think we have any rules that regulate this kind of a gun?
I have spoken to ATF about it, and to be honest, we are still planning to send them a sample. We've been refining and improving everything about Providence. What we did when we went to SHOT Show, we took the very first iteration of the design and ran it to the show because we thought it was so new and so awesome that we wanted to get it out there. Now, the AK trigger that took a little while to get out for the AK binary firing system, and there were some headaches involved with that, some things that we had to get beyond an engineer and master, and actually got a couple of non-provisional, but patent-pending claims on that trigger alone. But basically, along the way, if we start something, we're going to finish it, and so the AK came before Providence, and we had to get that out there. We had customers that were ready, all set to buy it, and we had delayed that one for a bit as well. And so nothing leaves here until I bless it with the holy mackerel, so to speak. So that means taking it out, and if it fails, it goes right back to the drawing board. And sometimes things may not fail but have a design characteristic that needs to be improved upon. An example with that would be the selector for the AK trigger. We had, it just didn't feel solid and robust enough. It was kind of mushy. And so I'm like, sorry guys, we got to get a different recipe here on this, a different spring, a different detent, whatever it is, to make sure that it's a positive click. To us, that was very important. And so, so it got delayed for something like that. Same thing happens with Providence, where we created a design, we got it out there to at least show the world a prototype, but we've been redoing basically trying to, what's the best way to put it, is take the most efficient process out of it to make it as smooth as possible so that it's removing all the friction and optimizing the geometry, as well as ensuring that some of the ingenious safety elements that Ryan put into the bolt continue to work as smoothly as possible.
Is and we've only got about a minute and 15 seconds here, so I'm going to ask this. And do you invite the ATF to every one of your when you're in development all the time to show them what you're, or do you wait till you have the product, you know, the prototype for them to look at?
So with ATF, when we're ready to show to them, we'll send it to them. We may discuss things with them. I've got a meeting with them later this month, which hopefully we'll have some good news from that. That's a whole nother project that the world doesn't know about yet, and I just can't wait to bring out. But one day at a time, and we'll see how that goes. We try to tell them what we got going on as soon as possible, because the last thing you want is ATF to think, I wonder what those guys are doing over there, you know? I probably give them so much information that they wish I would stop calling.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you would, please, sir. FranklinArmory.com. This is where you can look at a vast selection of parts and a vast selection of finished, ready-to-go firearms that are the highest quality you're going to find out there. FranklinArmory.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. When you and I first started talking, you were working your way through the just part and parcel of the politically correct world as far as doing business, being in the gun industry and everything. Has anything like that come up again for you?
It happens all the time. I'm trying to think. Recently, we were looking at different software systems for management of the whole company, and you have to check in on this stuff right from the get-go. We had one recently with an insurance provider that will be non-renewing this classification type. So we're going to have our broker find somebody else to get that to happen, which it boggles my mind that they are allowed to do that. But as long as we're not a protected class under federal law, they get away with it.
When you say a protected class, do you think, does the PLCAA, does that not already cover you to some degree?
That covers you from lawsuits. They have to show I'm not an expert in that, but my understanding is that they would have to show a specific negligence, not that just you made a gun and responsibly sold it through distribution or dealer direct or what have you, but that you were somehow targeting something. And I guess there's a Supreme Court case on that with Remington and Connecticut. I couldn't believe the Supreme Court in Connecticut came up with a ruling that Remington was, or Bushmaster originally, was responsible for Sandy Hook. I mean, it was a stolen gun. it boggles my mind. But the PLCAA is designed to protect firearms manufacturers and that sort of thing. So, but it doesn't allow you to escape when you got some kind of service provider. Unfortunately, it's been a management hassle. Shopify did it to us when we first started talking over a year ago, and we've run into it with Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, They've all been, unfortunately, very anti-gun.
Has Shopify gone now? Didn't they sort of back up a little bit and say, okay, we're going to give this a little bit of time so that you can make your shift or anything? But have they gone completely, they're dark for the gun industry now?
That is my understanding. I will give them credit for that they gave us, I think, 2 or 3 months, something like that, to find another service provider. So we did our homework, and right now we use BigCommerce. They've been pretty good to work with. But the whole idea, though, of them just saying, well, we don't like you, so we're not going to support you anymore. If I could avoid doing business with any company like that, I certainly would. Anybody using them, I would definitely recommend dropping Shopify. It's abhorrent that they have access to our markets and they can, just work against us like that. I mean, this is a constitutionally approved product. The Second Amendment is there for a reason, and yet they will come in and say, well, we don't want to work with you. It's pathetic.
Do you think, and I'm just curious about this, do you think if in the next election, if all of a sudden the House was retaken by the Republicans, Trump gets reelected, Senate stays in Republican hands, should there be some lobbying going on maybe from the NSSF to get some sort of law passed where they can't look at you and say, be prejudicial against you based upon your business?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I remember going to Larry Keene at NSSF, vice president over there, and I said, Larry, something's got to be done about the banks or what have you. I can't remember what it was at the time. Somebody had just screwed us. And when I was talking to him about it, he said, Gun Broker exists because eBay was anti-gun. It's a free market, and there are advantages to it. So anybody listening to my voice, if they're a young tech expert and they want to get into something like the shopping cart industry for online sales, obviously there are solutions now because we're using BigCommerce, but the more the merrier. And these issues do provide opportunities for people to exploit and start a business.
Yeah, they do. Whatever became of the? I remember when McMillan Brothers were out there, and they got choke pointed, and didn't they take a foray into financial services?
I'm not too sure exactly what happened there. I know that that whole Project Choke Point was. That's a completely different issue where I think if you have government trying to persuade banks to not finance legitimate business opportunities, they have no business getting involved in that. We've seen that in California where they've written a resolution, I think, last year, and it was passed by the California Congress that about, attempting to restrict business with banks that also work with gun companies. And, that's pretty unfair of them to do that, but they win the election. They've got the whole state. They've redone the way things are voted in California. It's the top two, not a Republican and a Democrat. Usually ends up being two Democrats. And unfortunately, California is just going down a hole. But, we're looking at the electricity issues that are going on there. And it's kind of funny. We have some folks that we do business with over there that, subcontractors and so forth. And it's funny. They're like, we're going to be a week late on that, because, our power's turned off. I mean, it's like a third world nation over there. But, evidently, they're too busy dealing with who, banks should finance and should not finance. I mean, if I was, a gay baker or something like that, or no, what was it, the photographer or the baker didn't want to do a gay wedding, I mean, somehow that's a protected class, but a constitutionally protected product is somehow not protected. It boggles my mind. But, something should be done. it'd be great if Larry could do something. I know in the last year or so that NSSF has been looking harder at that and have come up with certain legal challenges that direction that hopefully will move the ball, because you know, whether it's the First Amendment, Second Amendment, or what have you, the government shouldn't be interfering with it.
No, they shouldn't. I'm just waiting on some attorney or somebody to get out there and look at this and have a light go on. I'm sure there's a way to fight this, and I'm almost certain that there is a law that prohibits that kind of prejudicial practice. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But it boggles my mind that there's not something like that in place. We got about 40 seconds left. Now, I'm hoping that I can get you back on here before SHOT Show, but at SHOT Show, will we be seeing some new stuff?
Always.
And I'll be there to film it.
Sorry. We'll be looking forward to promote it, and maybe as we get a little closer, we can talk about some of the fantastic stuff the team has been working on.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. Check him out at franklinarmory.com. That's where all of the fruits of his labors are plied. I'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right. God bless, Bill. Thanks for your time.
Likewise. God bless you. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.